Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another fabulous, energizing, vibrational hour right here on the Street Smart Spirituality Hour of the Dr. Pat Show. We are so thrilled to be hooked up with the folks at bbsradio.com. And here, let me say this right out of the gate, because I want to just be like upfront with everyone. We are just thrilled to be part of the BBS Radio Network. And what's happening is, as quickly as the Dr. Pat Show is growing, so are the folks at BBS Radio. So we apologize for any inconvenience with the stream that happened last week, any of that that's going on, because as I've said before, June is busting out all over. We are part of the explosion, and so are our friends at bbsradio.com. So all of this is to provide you with the up-leveling of all of the technology, all of the things that really make this ride on Earth slide and glide. And so the folks at BBS have taken this out and have said, we're going to make this the best show we could possibly make it, and that's what this has been all about. So we're sorry if it's caused you any inconvenience last week. We know that we're tuning up, gearing up for the millions of people that are tuning in to bbsradio.com, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, another great guest today, because we are really getting ready to create a shift right here, right now, in this hour. So if you're listening to this show and you're thinking, what the heck is she talking about? We're going to be talking about many things, but one of the things that I want you to know is that this is a life that you are empowered to lead. And as you lead it, and I said lead, this life you are empowered to lead, that means you yourself and your ability to tap in to the high-grade vibration on the planet, it is what is going to get you exactly what you want. And I have somebody joining the show today that knows a whole lot. I'm telling you a whole lot about that. And when I'm talking about Karen Conley, known as Karen Tall Cat Conley, and I think we're going to be able to call her Tall Cat for this show. But let me just tell you a bit about her. She is an intuitive consultant, and we're going to talk about that, nurse, healer, horsewoman, storyteller, and author. Her horse stories have appeared in a national equestrian magazine, Saddle and Bride, and she is currently completing a book. We're going to hear all about this. But what I want to say to you, that she performs and supports a regional theater and ensemble, and all of that has to do with how you take your gifts out into the world, how you step into your place of true power. And Tall Cat knows a lot about this. Now, beyond all of that, she has been a psychic from childhood. She has studied metaphysical arts intensely for the last several years. And as you know, Sonia Charquette was on the show earlier this year, and Tall Cat is certified and recommended by Sonia. So we've got so many things going on, including finding out how you can tap in to your ability to hear, to see, to smell, to be of the sense beyond all of the senses we know today during this show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, of course. I am the host of the Dr. Pat Show worldwide on many stations. And if you want to find out more about that, very easy, www.thedrpatshow.com. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining today's show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Now, what should I call you Tall Cat? Should
Please
I call
me Tall Cat.
Okay. What should our listeners call you?
Tall Cat's just fine.
There we go. There are many things that I have not mentioned in your bio or have introduced our listeners to about you, and that's because what we do is we just, you know, sit down, get real, have a conversation, and really create an opening for our listeners. But let me ask you this question, because it is a question that I've asked everyone that has ever been on my show. And it goes like this. I just briefly have given an introduction of who you are, and we're going to talk about some of the other things you do. Your journey, all of the things you've done, all of the things you are right in this moment, please share with our listeners what some of the challenges, what some of the obstacles are that you have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment.
Well, that's a great place to start, Dr. Pat.
All right.
As it turns out, I've been, as you said, psychic since I was a little girl. When I was 5 years old, for instance, I used to hang out in the closet with my great-grandfather, who was, of course, deceased. And I would just be talking to him in the closet in there about anything, and I went out and told my grandmother that he was in the closet, and we'd had a nice conversation, and she was told me I had too much imagination and you know, basically, stop it.
Hmm.
So I went back to the closet and told him that she says I have too much imagination. And he said, go tell her what I'm wearing and make sure you describe the hat I have on. So I went back out to my grandmother and I described his clothing to her, and she started to cry.
Mm.
Well, at that age, of course, I thought that I had made her cry. So I began a process of shutting down my natural ability, which I believe, and I want everyone to know, that we all have this ability, basically, some more than others, but we all have psychic intuitive ability. We are born with it. It is our birthright. However, in the 50s, people weren't as aware, and so I began the process of keeping that within myself. I wanted to fit in and be like everyone else, but it was always there all through my growing up. Even into my adult years, when I became a nurse, I would be working and I would just know things ahead of time, like who was going to crash and why and what conditions were. And I would, you know, mention it, and somebody would say, how did you know that? You must be psychic. And I said, yeah, that's me. I'm psychic. And that's right, ha-ha. And they would say, no, Karen, how could you have known that? And I would always brush it off.
Mm.
So when I was in my early 40s, I was going along nursing, and I loved my career. I was really good at it. I had a lot of experience in many areas. And my last few years of nursing, I worked in psychiatry and just loved my patients. It was a very boisterous unit called intensive care in psychiatry. It was a locked unit, but I loved it. As I went along, though, from day to day, I began to have like a restlessness within me, like in my heart area, that it was time for something new and something different, but I was hesitant as to what it was. I didn't really want to know. I wasn't sure, so I just avoided it.
Wow.
One October day, about 11 o'clock in the morning, one of my patients, a young man, came up behind me, and he hit me in the back of the head with his fist. And my knees buckled, and I went to the floor, and they carried me out to the ER and, you know, and all of that stuff. And what looked like, long story short, a concussion actually was a brain injury and a vision impairment. So I have a visual field deficit. So what it did was, that was spirit world, basically, blocking all my exits and detouring me into the work that I do now. Because of the injury, there was no way that I could go back to the same pattern, which I would have done if there was any way I could have managed it, because I was used to it and I liked it. So it was many years of adjusting to being different, not blending in, having to ask for help, letting go, letting go, letting go. Not trying so hard, being kinder to myself, and accepting help, all of the lessons that I had always avoided in the past. Well, I went along. I had a lot of rehab, and, you know, I tried to adjust to my life after that big change. And I was in a Pilates class one day. And my teacher, who happened to be fairly metaphysical, we had talked about things a little bit, she had some pictures of some girlfriends of hers, and she showed them to me, and I noticed one gal named Linda, and I said, oh, what a neat looking gal. She looks like she had a great sense of humor, did she? She said, oh yeah, she was really funny. She's just great. She said, she died a few years ago. So we went on to class, et cetera, and I'm in class, and we're going along, and my teacher's thinking out loud, and she said, you know, it's kind of funny that I had those pictures of my friends there, and Linda's picture was in it, because just the other day, I was driving along, and I got lost, and I had to call my husband and ask him for directions. And I said, here's where I am. I'm right at that intersection where Linda died.
Ooh.
So she said, it's so funny that those pictures showed up today, because I've been thinking about her ever since then. So I'm in my Pilates, you know, mode, and I'm coming up into my posture, following her directions as I'm thinking out loud. And I hear myself say, she sends you a sunflower. Well, my Pilates teacher's face, being a nurse, told me it looked like she was about to faint because the color drained out of her and her jaw went slack. And she said, what did you say? I said, sunflower, brown center, yellow petals all around. And I was uncomfortable. I almost felt like I'd burped or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I wondered who said that. But it was me. And she said, How did you know that? And I said, well, it was just her way of saying hello. And she said, Karen, her whole funeral was done in sunflowers. And her brother wrote a poem about sunflowers, and the frame was in sunflowers. It was her favorite flower. So the whole class just sort of went, whoa.
Don't you love the way people respond to the shit?
Yeah,
like that?
It was like this real,
like,
whoa.
Did everybody, okay, let me ask you this. You were like in a Pilates class, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So did everyone like move into the far corner of the room?
Yeah, figuratively.
You know what I'm saying?
Energetically.
Energetically, and you know, I bet some people were sitting on their little mat and, you know, all of a sudden scooted away about two or 3 inches from you.
Yeah, and it was different atmosphere at the gym for me after that. But believe it or not, people came up and started asking me questions about it. Some did, and others avoided me. So it was interesting how it kind of was both ways.
That's no different than what's going on in the world today.
Yes. Oh,
I mean,
that's a perfect example. Yeah.
That is no different than what's going on in the world today. You know, we have on one, okay, so this is my 2 cents, and then I want to ask you yours. We have on one side, at least my experience, people coming out from all over the place to really shift the vibration on the planet, whether it's, you know, bringing your psychic talents to the table, whether it's bringing your spiritual counseling talents to the table, whether it's bringing something that we're calling conscious capitalism to the table, whatever that is, there is this desire to move towards that vibration.
Yes.
On the other hand, right?
Yes.
There is the desire to just either avoid it, because I love what we're talking about. You said there were people that showed up. Basically, the energy was different in the class. Some people showed up, which means they still showed up, but they didn't move towards you. Some of them probably didn't move away, but they kind of really didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you mentioned that, because when I look back at it, I can see the room clearly, and I remember all the different reactions and observing it.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. It was really kind of a almost like stepping out of my body and watching the reactions in the room. It was really quite interesting.
Okay, here's my question for you. If you had to describe from an energetic point of view the energy of this, right? Because here you are, you're discovering your gifts. At least this is the way I'm hearing it. Am I hearing it right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. You're discovering your gifts. Now, the thing about this that I want everybody to know that's listening is there is a way to discover your gifts. For example, you can discover them up in your bedroom by yourself, or you could have the experience that Tall Cat's talking about, that is discovering these in a room full of people.
Yes.
They're
yeah.
very different experiences. So
yes.
as you look at this room, from an energy, from a vibrational point of view, how would you describe, let's say, the 2 or 3 categories of energy that showed up once people discovered that you had the gift you have?
Well, I would say that there was a certain amount of people that sort of stalled out and were basically stunned, others that were really curious and, like, came closer, and a few that absolutely wanted to make distance.
Mm.
Absolutely wanted to pull away and were, I would say, kind of almost, it seemed to be frightening or kind of like freaked them out a little bit. Didn't know where to put this in their processes of thinking. You know, it was just out of nowhere. It just dropped like a bomb that day. Mm-hmm. Out of no, you know, there was no lead into this. It just
right.
it just popped out of my mouth, and it wasn't anything I could change. It was just right there in front of my face.
What did you do about it? I mean, I'm seeing you right as I'm sitting here. I'm actually visualizing this room. Huge mirrors in the room.
Yes,
I'm actually
exactly.
visualizing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing the look on your face, and I'm thinking right now, I've got to ask her this question. What did you do now that you've discovered this gift? When you walked out of this room, how did your life, Karen, Tall Cat Conley, how did your life change?
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, it was never the same after that class.
Mm.
It was really the beginning of a shift and a realigning within me that I had no idea how deep it really went at the time. Another interesting part about the sunflower itself is I found out a couple years later that it is the national or international symbol for mediumship. They have it on all the stained glass windows in their churches.
Oh, no, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so the story just kind of went on and on, but as far as the reactions from the people, I will say that there was, I would say over half of the class stayed in touch with me for about 2 years after that. They would call me up and we would chat, and I actually, a couple people came and asked me to basically give them readings or advice about something using my intuition, and that's sort of how I got started on this whole new gig that I do.
Well, let's talk about the gig. What I want to ask you about is, you know, you have been studying with some really powerful people in this field.
Yes, I've been blessed by the universe with great, wonderful teachers.
Let's talk about what that was like and how you found them, or did they find you?
Well, I learned a lesson early on about finding teachers. I went to a class that was about on the subject of Reiki or something, general talk about it, one-night class, and I was getting interested in metaphysical things at the time, and I asked the instructor afterwards if she was a teacher and if she had students that she taught privately, and she said she did, and I said, well, you know, I'm kind of looking for a teacher. And she said, she didn't say, oh, well, then come to my class. She looked at me and she listened, and then she said, ask the universe who your teacher is. Well, at first I thought, oh, maybe she doesn't want me to be her student. But then when I went home, it began to make sense to me, and I did ask the universe who my teacher was. And it took a while for them to appear. I just kept studying and researching on my own, but one by one, they came to me out of nowhere, and no way could I have found them, you know, by looking. It's not the way to do it. It's like, don't look, and then they show up when you're ready. Like when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
That's right. Who was the first?
The first one was a local woman by the name of Fran Rodriguez. She goes by Little Wolf. She's a shaman and a medicine woman. And she is an amazing little being, amazing, powerful woman that we just clicked right away. She teaches, she has classes, small classes in her home, and I begin with her and immediately knew that I was on to something because everything was clicking, and she understood what I was doing and explained my abilities to me and gave me a sense of normal, of it being normal, and that it's okay to speak it, and here's how you handle it, and this is what you do. I got my foundation with her. She's wonderful. She gave me my essential confidence. And from there, I found Sonia, who is awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what can you say about Sonia? She's the bomb.
And, you know, she is the bomb. And, you know, even if we say it, what I was sharing with her when she was on, even if you say it about her, when you are in her presence, everything that you have said, you know, is totally less than the experience of being right side by side with her.
Isn't that the truth?
It is.
You know, when I met her at a couple of, I took several of her conferences and also studied to be on her recommended practitioners list, but and she really, when she does a recommended list, she really does have you perform and she watches you. So
no
really
kidding.
Does.
I mean, you don't get on this list. This
no.
is not like subscribing to a newsletter. I just want to be really clear about this.
Yeah.
To get on Sonia Shevchat's recommended list is as difficult as getting on Carolyn Mace's recommended list.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, as Karen is talking about, you have to demonstrate your ability. Tell us a little bit about what that was like for you.
Oh, it was a wonderful class. She had us, she's very spontaneous and totally organic, even in this class she was, but she gave us our basic foundations, and then she had us break up into groups of two, sometimes four, and we actually performed readings of various types, broken up into groups in the class, and she actually walks around and stands right next to you and listens to what you're saying and follows you, and she calls you on it if you obviously have not prepared and you're not hitting it, she will tell you. You know, she gently tells you, you know, you went to Psychic University and you should know about this. And, you know, she teaches you to detach, how to focus in, and then how to detach. The detaching lesson from her was invaluable.
Yes, I know that I've done a little bit with her. She is absolutely fabulous. But I want to make sure that everyone knows that you have studied with some incredible people, and now here you are out in the world. And when I say out in the world, I really mean out in the world. I mean, you are going to be doing an upcoming retreat in Sedona.
Yes.
You've got an upcoming workshop in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for people at this point in time, because we're going to open up the phone lines, but I really want folks to know how they can connect with you, they can find out about the work that you're doing, your website, and all of that. So let's do that right now.
Okay. If you want to, basically to find out anything you want to know about my work, if you go to my website, it's www.KarenTallCatConley. That's KarenTallCat Conley, Conley, KarenTallCatConley.com. Or if you typed in Psychic Tallcat, you'd get there too. And my website, shows all of my scheduled workshops and everything about my readings.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about your readings because I went through your website and I love the way that you talk about what a psychic is and what does the word really mean and what is the pathway of the soul. And let me just say this. You and I will have this conversation, but I want to let everyone know that we're also going to open up the phone lines because Karen has graciously agreed to do some live readings right here on bbsradio.com. That's live right here, right now, on the Dr. Pat Show. This is what we are. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is what we're calling our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. And Tall Cat is going to be doing some readings with folks that call in. Doug is handling the phones. And what we'll do is I'll be asking him if we have any callers, and he will bring you on. But let me give you the number. It is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That is a toll-free number. Sometimes you might want to put the 1 in front of it, so it's 1-877-876-5227. We will be taking callers, and as we're having this progressive conversation on Karen's gifts. Now, let's talk about psychic abilities, and let's talk about the pathway of the soul. You described this so beautifully. I'd love to hear from you on this.
Well, psychic abilities, one of my main parts of my work that I most enjoy is teaching people that everyone is really psychic and that it is an inborn characteristic. We all come into the world with a inner guidance system. It's like Sonia says, whales have sonar and we have intuition. It is easy to access. It's just a matter of awareness and tuning in. And when I teach a class and I ask people if they've ever had a hunch or an intuitive impression, almost always most of the class will raise their hands. It's interesting that most people are aware of having a sense of intuition. They just aren't sure how to apply it or how to use it or how to have it happen consistently.
I know what you're saying because a lot of times, and I'll just share this, I used to be called the luckiest person on the face of the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The lucky. You know, I either got the right job, you know, I either got accepted in the right school beyond anybody's belief. You know, these things just happen, and therefore she must be lucky. Go rub yourself up against her shoulder, and maybe some will rub on you. Isn't that the way that we feel comfortable these days talking about intuition by saying to somebody, hey, you're really not intuitive or a psychic or you don't have that, but, you know, maybe you're just lucky as all get out.
Yes, yes. I think people are afraid of the word psychic, a little less afraid of the word intuition. So often what I use is I like the word psychic myself and I try to use it as much as I can. But I often tell people I have to almost, it's like a vocabulary problem. Sometimes I have to use the word like I've got a, don't you ever get a feeling or have a hunch or something didn't feel right or you had a gut feeling about that. You know, if you can get past the vocabulary prejudices associated with psychic, most people know exactly what you're talking about as far as a sense of being guided.
Exactly.
I don't think that you can hardly be alive on the planet without having had some kind of an experience like that.
But the difference then, Tall Cat, is this, isn't it? There are some of us that hear the voice and some of us that take action, and then there are others of us that hear the voice and we don't take action. As a matter of fact, being on BBS right now is an example. I mean, months ago, another host here, the Angel Lady, as a matter of fact, when we put your picture up in our e-blast, everyone said that you look exactly like Sue Storm, as if, you know, Sue Storm of let's say maybe 10 or 15 years ago, perhaps, but you were so similar, they wanted to know if you were related.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. The question that I'm asking is really about how does one take that step? How does one, in the case of me even being on BBS Radio, how does one actually pick up the phone and call the folks that are running the show here, Doug and Don, and say, hey, do you happen to have any time left? And lo and behold, they have one spot left.
Isn't that
exactly?
So
and you know if you would have waited one nanosecond longer, that spot would not be available.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, it's interesting about tonight, too, because I understand from what Ava said that Grandmother Parisha has laryngitis, and it's usually her evening.
She does. She actually was...
Well, as it turns out, Grandmother Parisha, I used to listen to her quite a bit on the radio, and I've admired her for quite some time, and I met her just about a month ago and have studied a little bit with her and absolutely feel like I'm related to her.
Oh, wow.
And when this happened and I looked and I found out that it was Grandmother's spot that I was in, I said to her telepathically, I said, thank you, Grandmother.
I know.
It's like it's a complete circle.
It is a complete circle. Let me just tell you, related to that, so let's make sure everyone knows who Grandmother Parisha is. Let's just give a little information about who she is. Why don't you, do a little introduction, if you don't mind.
Oh, Grandmother is a wonderful, amazing individual. She is a Native American elder, and she is that and so much more. She speaks of Native American practices and beliefs mixed with quantum physics. But what I love about Grandmother is that she is a real down-to-earth person. She's funny. She's sensitive. She tells stories. There's no pretense in her. She is just one awesome, warm-hearted lady. Sitting next to her just makes you feel happy. It's hard. She's like Sonia. You have to experience her. She's one of those souls that is just so magnificent and so humble. And to look at her, you would think, well, there's just an ordinary-looking, nice grandmother. But my goodness, I have no doubt in my mind that lady can pull lightning or thunder from the sky if she wishes to. She's quite amazing.
She is. And for those of you who are wondering when we're going to bring her on, well, please let me assure you that she will be on. You know, let me just tell you that when Ava told me that she had connected with her, and the first time I saw her picture, I thought, wait a minute, is this kind of like some kind of sick joke? And then I went to a couple of my friends, and I said, look at this picture. Look at this face. Doesn't this look like Sidonia Cahill, who was my teacher, mentor, Native American, taught me about Vision Quest, took me out into the desert, and they look so similar. However, Sonia departed from this physical body that we have several years ago in a very tragic accident in Morocco, a place where I was supposed to be with her.
Wow.
And so I looked at this, and I was just, the tears started to roll down my face. Just roll down my face. And Grandmother and I have not even talked yet, so I am looking forward to that, and there are no mistakes. And so I want to welcome you to this show, and thank you so much for stepping in.
Oh, I just consider it an absolute blessing, and all in divine order. I was delighted that I got a chance to be on.
Well, let's make sure we give out that number. And, Doug, if we have any callers, just jump in and let us know. 1-877-876-5227. We're opening up the phone lines for readings right now. 1-877-876-5227. This is a toll-free number, and we are opening this up for a short period of time for those of you that would like a reading from Karen Tallcat Conley. As we're waiting for the calls and the folks that are engineering the phones, let's continue our conversation, Karen.
Where were we, Dr. Pat?
Well, it's all a progressive conversation.
Yes, I know.
We were talking about psychic development and what it means, and just kind of knocking the stigma off of this.
Yes, and you know, the stigma is falling away. It's falling away partially because there's new teachers out there bringing it forward, but it's also in timing and in accordance with what's happening on the planet. I like to say that I'm one of the new frontier psychic people. I'm one of the people that are out there to bust up the stereotype of the traditional fortune teller psychic. There's a whole generation of us that are newcomers to the scene, and absolutely nothing wrong with the ones that went before us, because they paved the way. And with all respect to them, but there's a new generation coming in that is less we're more in your face, and we're all about showing that disability is for everyone and how people can tap into it in order to have a life that is more harmonious and a higher life and a better peaceful existence by using their natural inborn guidance system that they came to the planet with.
Yeah, there really is
24/7.
I'm sorry, there really is a passing of the baton, so to say. I love what you were talking about. You know, when I go back and I look at some of the folks that really came out early on in the 40s and 50s and 60s even and 70s and, you know, came out and said, you know, I'm a psychic. They came out in such a large way, it was hard to imagine that you, as this humble person sitting there getting this reading, could even begin to imagine yourself tapping into this energy. But now the new wave of folks, people like yourself, people like Sonia, people like Doreen Virtue, people like John Holland, all of you have come out of the gate and have said, you know what, this is not just about me.
Yes, it isn't just about us. Often when I'm teaching, I tell my students, I say, I like to tell them, you know, I'm a psychic and this is my work and I love having my clients come to me. I absolutely love the work. But you really don't need me 100% of the time. You can do a lot of what I do yourself if you take the time to just develop it and pay attention to your own gifts. And part of my readings, what I like to send people away with, is a little bit of teaching on how they individually can tune into their own psychic awareness. The basic, couple of basic little hints for them, ways that they can make it more accessible to them and more natural, because it is as natural as breathing. It is the most natural thing in the world to have a sense of what's going on underneath the surface, and it's a very exciting way to live. It adds a whole new dimension to an ordinary day. And it also is empowering, incredibly empowering on a deep soul level to know that you can navigate your course with the assistance of a support staff from the invisible realm that is there for you 24/7 every day of the year for the rest of your life.
You know,
isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. Now, how does this, how do you communicate this? How do you empower people? For example, your workshop on July 15th, I think it is. It's called
Yes.
Your Heart's Desire, right?
Yes. I based it on Sonia's workshop, Your Heart's Desire. She gave us permission to model after her with that particular course. So it's based on that. But what I like to teach people about when I do their readings and I talk to them, I try to kind of get a feel for where they are on the scale of intuition. The way most people pick up a psychic impression is through their body in the beginning. And that is a gut feeling, or I've got a feeling, or that doesn't feel right, or something feels wrong, or that doesn't sit right with me. You know, it's body-based reactions, or that gives me the creeps, or that makes me antsy, or I can't sit still when I'm around that. So most people begin by getting messages from their body. Mm-hmm. And also in their dreams when they sleep. I noticed this quite a bit, that vivid dreamers often are receiving information or bits of guidance or just impressions that illuminate a problem that's going on in their life. It could be a very ordinary problem, nothing big and deep and dark. Or maybe a solution to a situation at work comes in a dream, something like that. The dream state is a great place to begin because it's visual, it's creative. And I tell people to keep a notebook by their bed and to jot down a line or two in the morning about a dream that feels particularly vivid, just so you remember the dream. Keep a record of it, and then when you're able to look back at that, and you'll see a pattern over a period of days or weeks or a month, and you begin to see how the spirit world is trying to communicate with you. And once you get the hang of the dream way of getting information, you're only one blink away from seeing clairvoyantly or understanding when your eyes are open.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a very beautiful way to describe that. What I want to make sure everyone knows is that all of this information, of course, is on your website.
Yes.
If folks want to find out more about your events, and this event, the first one that we're talking about here, Your Heart's Desire, mm-hmm. that's going to be down in at the Earth Spirit Center.
Yes, in Safety Harbor, Florida.
Okay, so for all of my Florida followers, And I know that you're out there because, boy, oh, boy, you are just tapping into the airwaves with us. As a matter of fact, we created a 1-800 number for you to join in our Gift Today program, and now we're giving gifts to all of our friends in Florida, so we welcome you to the show. So that is also on the website, Karen Tallcat Conley. That's KarenTallcat Conley.com. And you can also find out about the Sedona Spiritual Retreat.
Yes, we've got big stuff happening.
That's a big stuff happening thing, too.
It is. You know,
that's like going there for like 8 days and...
Ooh, yeah, boy. It's a big old trip. It's exciting. It's miraculous. You know, Dr. Pat, when I first started doing this, I didn't want to go out and begin doing this psychic work even when I had studied and prepared for it. I was still nervous about it. What if I misled somebody? What? You know, I was overthinking it. And Sonia told me in a one-to-one moment, she said, Karen, don't overthink this. Just dive in. You're so ready. She said, you are so loving that people are healed just by being in your presence. And I held on to that like a little amulet and
yes.
Went forward. And the first time I found a place to read in a metaphysical store, and the first night I went there, I did one reading as an audition, and I went to the metaphysical store on a third Friday when they have their drumming circle. And Dr. Pat, I was booked. There was a line. People couldn't get in, and it's been like that ever since. It was my guides told me as I was going along studying, they said, one day they said, we're just wondering when, and I said, when what? And they said, when you're going to go out and, you know, start doing this for real, you know, as a professional. And I said, well, I don't know if I'm ready. And they said, oh, they said, most people take one class and they want to go out, hang a shingle and be a professional. You, years of study, we can't get your butt out there. So I took the dive, and I went out there, and I've been going with it ever since. And it is just like Sonia said, I just dive in. I'm a local gal that just took a chance and a risk, and it has been so worth it. I hooked up with Nana Hendricks at the Earth Spirit Center just recently, and I teach my classes there in her facility, which is lovely and has a great, peaceful feeling to it, in an adorable little quaint town by the bay there in Tampa, in Safety Harbor, rather. And when I hold my classes there, I visualize standing room only. And the last class, there was standing room only. My husband had to stand up. So I said, right on, I love it.
Absolutely. and the visualization is such an important part. What I would like to do is just invite all of you out there that are listening. If you would like to call in, we've got a few minutes that we could do this today right here on bbsradio.com. The number to call in for your reading right now, and you know what we're going to do? Karen and I are going to come together, and I'm going to ask Karen to do a reading for me on air so you can see how very, very talented is, how very, very gentle she is in her approach. And we're going to be doing this in a minute, but let me invite you out there to join us right now at 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free numbers, we've got Doug waiting to pick up the phones. But in the meantime, what do you say, Karen, that we stop for a minute? And let's use me as an example to demonstrate the power of what you do.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, Dr. Pat, whenever I start with a reading, I always say that I only accept the highest and best for my client, and that I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And then I just go with what spirit has. I don't use any tarot cards, and I don't use psychometry, which are perfectly acceptable means of doing a reading, but I like to just dive into the energy. And I go with whatever my team of spirit gives me to go with. And I read occasionally from the guides and angels of the client as well. So they work with me quite a bit in visual descriptions. So often what I am given is like a metaphor, or it may be literal, or it may be symbolic. And with you, Dr. Pat, it's interesting I'm reading you, because when I was preparing before we came on, I knew that we would be doing this because they told me. So, and often when my clients are scheduled before they come, I already know two or three of the issues before they get to the appointment. So that's really one of the great benefits of tapping into this inborn guidance system that everyone has.
Boy, it's really totally efficient, too.
That's it. It's so efficient. You know, I mean, it's real life. Everybody
we have a caller online.
Meeting.
Okay. Well, let's see. I was just told that we have a caller joining us.
I'll put him on.
Why don't we take our caller and then we'll get back to me because
okay.
I know. Will the guides, will that be okay for the guides?
Sure. Oh, yeah, we can skip around.
All right, let's go. Let's see. Who do we have on the line joining us today?
Linda.
Hey, Linda, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. I want to introduce you to Tall Cat. Thank you so much. Now, do you have a Tall Cat? It's your show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hi, Linda. It's nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
And what can I help you with?
Well, I was wondering about my future for work and money.
Okay. Let me see what Spirit has to say about you, Linda. Are you here in Florida?
No, I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. Well, they tell me that for about the last 2 years, you have been in a place of not exactly struggle, but not really certain where you want to go with your work, and you're very good at what you do. But they tell me that you have been considering either a move forward or a move out of the type of work that you've been doing for quite a while. Is your work anything to do with the government?
No.
Is it in front of a computer, like an office setting?
Yes, human resources.
Because what they show me is that it's a very sort of a concrete type of job that has not a whole lot of room for creativity.
That's true.
And what they want to say to you is that you have a creative side that is actually very colorful and animated and vivid. And that part of you, they would like to see that brought out a little bit more. Now, you may not even be aware that you're creative, but you are. Do you have a sense of that?
No.
Well, it is in there. And you'd be surprised almost everybody I talk to when I tell them they have a creative side, they think they don't. But it is in there.
I think
another
I
reason they want to mention creativity to you
uh-huh.
is that in order for you to tap into where you're supposed to go next, they would like you to work with something that has no instructions and no boundaries to it as far as like a piece of clay or painting something, because this opens up the part of your mind where intuition can flow in. Are you due for a raise or some kind of a change in your pay schedule?
No, but I was offered a job and I turned it down.
Well, I know there's a change about money coming with you. Now, that job that was offered to you, that came to you. You didn't go to it, right?
No, it came to me, right.
Okay, that's right. So it was somebody searching around and gave you this offer, but you decided to not go for it. When that
yes.
happened, that was the beginning, Spirit says, of you getting your nest stirred or this beginning of something to stimulate you to look around a little bit about making a change in the way that you're working for the betterment of yourself.
Hmm.
Does your work allow you to travel?
No.
And you would like to?
Not necessarily right now, no.
Because you probably have children.
Well, I have a niece that I'm taking care of, sort of.
Okay. So this work situation, I see ahead for you within the next year and a half to 2 years, a change coming. Either it's not really clear if it's within the same company or if it is with outside of it, but this is like a branch coming off the side of a trunk, the main trunk.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a division off of the main source of what you do. Still using the same skills, but building on it and going out to the side a little bit more where there's more space for creativity and definitely increase for money.
Hmm.
And they're showing me around Christmas of this year things falling into place with that job. And also, on your income, you're feeling a pinch financially right now, right?
Yes.
And it feels like the word pinch, you know, like tight.
Yes.
And Spirit says, Linda, you are overdue for a break in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You're overdue and really a bit unrecognized in your work. Your ability and how good you are at it. Now, that money, this raise, this change in your job is coming the first of 2007. So what this incident where somebody came and offered you a job
yes.
was like a little by Spirit to make you alert to what's coming, because there's offers and possibilities and potentials right outside, almost like your front door. So for the next few months, please be very aware and very alert of any impressions you feel, any dreams you have, any opportunities you see around you about your work, because your career is about to shift.
It's interesting you say that, because I was thinking about looking someplace else from where I am, and also this offer that came to me that I declined.
Mm-hmm. Declining that offer, from what I feel from Spirit, was like really, really okay. That whole point of that offer was really to get your attention and to sort of give you a little nudge and a little feeling of possibility. That there's possibilities of other adventures in my work. And because I have this feeling from Spirit that you've been doing this job for a long time and you work really hard, and it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of options, but oh, Linda, there are. They want you to know there are definite options for you. They're showing me the number 3, so that means 3 options coming up in the beginning of 2007.
I'm ready for them.
I know you are, and you're not only ready, but you're deserving of it. You're really deserving of it. It's time for this to break for you. This niece that you take care of, did you bring her, this is something you wanted to do.
My niece?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's something special about that arrangement, too.
Yes, there is something
very special. And that's part of the reason, I don't want to go into all of it, but that's part of the reason for these changes. This change is coming with your job. It's a bit of a blessing.
Oh, okay. And is there anything about my niece and for her, or things happening for her?
She is a very unique person, your niece.
Yes.
And she has had, from what Spirit shows me, she has had things to overcome. Yes?
Yes.
And her soul, before she incarnated and came and took on this body on this plane, wrote this particular script that she's experiencing now. And it is all in line. And everything that's happened to her is in line for a reason and in divine plan. She has had pretty much a hard go of it. And things are not going to be like that for the rest of her time on this plane. Her soul energy chose to get some of the, shall we say, harder lessons out of the way early on. And as she matures and she goes forward, she's going to start really clicking in and making forward movements by leaps and bounds. You are an amazing influence on her. And you two are pretty close, aren't you?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, but yes.
Well, you know, that's kind of like relationship is like that, on again, off again.
Yes.
But this arrangement of her being with you is not by mistake. It is by design. It is beneficial to both of you.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's two other people that are involved in our relationship with her.
Yes.
And we're all females, so we're all trying to help guide her in the right direction. And sometimes you kind of wonder. So this is good to hear.
If you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. But sometimes you wonder if you are or you're not, you know.
Yes. Well, please don't doubt yourself. Your connection with your niece is based on pure love and giving. It is not like you had to have her, or it was something you chose to bring her into your life.
Yes,
and
that's
knows
true.
This.
That's true.
She's in a position of really big time changes and shifting and realignment within herself. And it's interesting because when Spirit shows me her, they show me her in the center of a circle of the people you mentioned, and this lovely current or almost vortex of energy flowing around her, coming from you, the adults around her that support her and love her. This arrangement is unique and wonderful, even though I know it has bumps in it and there's difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
All of that will balance out.
So she is going to be okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She will be fine.
That's
she
good.
Is on schedule to have some amazing, miraculous experiences within the next 2 years. and you'll see a lot of. Please remember this, and drop me an email if you would, and let me know when things start to click in, because they will, and
okay.
Let me know how it turns out.
Okay.
She's going to start really getting her feet on the ground, and some amazing, miraculous turnarounds coming. Also, they're telling me, Spirit tells me that she is going to come to you at one point, and she's going to want to change her name.
She's going to want to change her name?
Mm-hmm. Either her first name, or she's going to want to take a different name, because she's in such a state of transition, she would like to be called by a different name.
Hmm.
First name.
First name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she has, well, because her name is Caitlin?
Yes.
And she's says, well, okay, I've changed my name to Kate.
Maybe she already has changed it all she wants to. But what they're showing me is more like a pretty big change, because she'll feel like she's been through sort of what I would call an initiation,
uh-huh,
or a difficult time.
Uh-huh.
And she has emerged from her cocoon, and she's a new person, and she might want to change her name completely, you know, a little bit down the road.
Oh. Okay. Very interesting.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful.
It is.
Now, Linda, do you have another question? Because, Karen, am I hearing this right as well? You're also talking about Caitlin, but you're also talking about Linda, that
yes.
All is well for Linda.
Yes. This whole arrangement is very powerful with you and your niece and the other two people involved. This
uh-huh.
is, and I'm not saying that it's all hunky-dory, everything's flowing perfectly, because it has its times of stress and difficulty, but this is, and even chaos. But this is part of the growth process, and it's all in divine order, meant to advance the souls of each person involved in this. It is really quite beautiful, and I know sometimes when you're right in the middle of something like this, from
mm-hmm.
day to day, it's hard to see, but it is a wonderful, wonderful arrangement. And
so
a blessing for everyone involved.
Okay. Because sometimes you wonder if you did the right thing. And
of course, I understand that. That's so... much what Spirit shows me is that you're in a position where it's day-to-day, you're confronted with communication difficulties, with decisions, with restrictions, with how much boundary, you know, and constantly adapting to what's happening. And it's not necessarily a real flowing, you know, lovely, like a movie situation in reality, but underneath it all is a spiritual, divine, ulterior motive.
Okay.
So be encouraged, please,
okay.
that you're doing the right thing. You really are.
Well, and you hit it the nail on the head, because some days it feels like, what are we doing?
Yes, I know. I'm glad you called, because Spirit wants to encourage you that is all part of the patchwork of the mystery of this thing. It's kind of a mysterious, wonderful arrangement that is all kind of odd and different and challenging and scary and breathtaking, like a roller coaster ride, and, you know, self-doubt and times when it's great, but it's going to even out, and when you look back at it, look what we did.
Wow. Isn't that encouraging? Wow.
It is very encouraging,
Linda.
Because we were even at the point where she was saying that she was worried about being homeless.
Oh. Wow.
That's how bad it got at some point. And we've always said to her, you will always have a home. Always.
Oh, how lovely. Well, you stepped up to the plate when it really counted.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. This was very helpful, and I can't wait to see what happens to me in 2007. And
to her. Please drop me an email and let me know, Linda.
Okay.
And when you do drop me an email, please mention that we talked on the Dr. Pat Show, because I tell you, I'm blessed with not remembering my readings. It's my way of detaching, and so when I detach, I don't always remember the details of it.
Okay.
But if you tell me it was with Dr. Pat, I'll remember.
Okay.
Please let me know, because you have good things ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Really appreciate it. And say hello to Caitlin for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Karen, that was a beautiful demonstration. I loved what just happened here. Spirit always knows. I loved how you were able to show our listeners, and listeners that will be listening to this show on the archives over and over and over again, just to show how absolutely beautiful you are when you work with people. I mean, that was so touching for me to be here listening to that I want to thank you so much for joining the show today and for doing all that you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me. I just totally enjoy my work, and this was just like a little surprise and gift to be able to be on.
Well, and for those of you that were hoping to hear Karen talk with Dr. Pat, you know, we'll have to arrange that for them, don't you think, Karen?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that. This has been a wonderful show. Let's give out your website again, Karen, so folks will want to know how they can contact you for readings and also find out what's going on.
Okay, that's www.KarenTallCatConley, that's K-A-R-E-N, Tallcat, T-A-L-L-K-A-T, Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y, KarenTallCatConley.com.
And closing the show, I want to ask you, would you please give your personal message to each and every one of the people listening to the show today?
Absolutely. My personal message that I would like to send out to the audience today would be to know that you are a divine being, a piece of God in a human body, and that you are on this earth for the purpose of experiencing joy, not for a test to pass or fail and hope for something better, but to experience joy, and that you create every day, all the time, either by default or intent.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining the show today. And I want to thank everyone out there for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. And this is, of course, the Street Smart Spirituality Hour. Each week we will bring to you leaders in the field of human potential and metaphysics so that you can truly tap in to the divine nature of who you are, and that is none less than magnificent. This show, of course, is right here on bbsradio.com. We want to take a minute and say thank you. Thank you to the folks at bbsradio.com for bringing all of this out into the world, and we look forward to seeing you right here again next week, right here on BBS Radio. Please make yourselves a great, great day, and remember that you are more than you think you are. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
All right. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.